In Parashas Shmos, the Mefarshim asked the following question. That before Yosef passed away, he left a siman, the Messiah, to be able to identify who the Goyel would be. If he comes along and says, Pakod Yivkoyed, Elokim Eschem, if he says the magic words, Pakod Yivkoyed, that will be the sign that he's the Goyel. So the Rishonim ask, well, if this was a Messiah, and people knew about it, so perhaps somebody will get up and say, Pakod Yivkoyed, and he'll be a phony. He'll be a fake. So what was stopping that from happening? So before we get to answer that question, early in the parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu is on his way to Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, Vayihi baderach b'maloin, Vayifkasheu Hashem, Vayimakish l'ham Yisrael. That Moshe was baderach b'maloin. And the Medrash HaGadah asked the following question, Im derech lama maloin? Well, if he was on the road, then why was he in the inn? He's either baderech or he's b'maloin. So the Medrash HaGadah answers, Malamin shahaya Moshe nichnas v'yoytze mimalon laderech, o miderech lamaloin. The Moshe was coming in and out of this inn. Out and then in and out and in, pacing back and forth. He was bothered by the following question. He was saying to himself, if I show up to be the Goyel Yisrael, so they're going to say to me, it's not 400 years yet. You're 190 years too early. And this is the question that was bothering Moshe. So Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the back and forth that Moshe was going through. And he appeared to Moshe and he said, Kfar nisna b'lehem Yosef pakod Yivkoy. I already told the Klal Yisrael through Yosef, through Nevuah, pakod Yivkoy, that the word pakod, pe kuf vav dalid, is gematria 190. To suggest that I will take away 190 years of the Godless and the Shibun. So if you take away 400 from 190, and you show up at 210 years in, they're going to believe and understand why you're coming now. And how is it that I could take away 190 years? So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Tishim Shana Keneged Tishim Shana Shel Sarah, the 90 years of Sarah that she was when she gave birth to Yitzhak, and Me'ah Shana Keneged Avram Be'ish Shohelet Yitzhak, and the 100 years that it took until Avraham had Yitzhak. There's a question on this Medrash. It's very nice, so we're accounting for 190 years because of the 90 plus 100 years of Avram and Sarah. But isn't it not right to look at it as 90 years from her, 100 years from him, meaning choose one of them? Either 100 or 90. Why are we combining both the years together in order to come up with 190? So perhaps the pshat in the Medrash is this. The Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe as follows. Is that the reason why I'm taking away 100 years and 90 years is because Sarah had to suffer on her own 90 years without having children. And Avram had to suffer on his own 100 years without having any children. And until we find Avram and Sarah in the Torah, there's not a concept of an akar or an akara, somebody who can't have children. Everybody's having children, even at a very old age. Many, many children. Comes along Sarah, and the Torah says, but he Sarah akara, ain levalad. Sarah couldn't have children. And certainly Sarah was wondering to herself, how come every single woman, probably less righteous than me, is able to have children, no problem. But when it comes to me, I can't have a child, and this is going on for tens and tens of years. And Avram as well. He sees his Chavivus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Moser Nefesh, day in, day out for Hashem Yisbarach. And Avram can't have children. And this is something, of course, that's troubled Avram Avinu. But the reason why the Medrash says we can account for 90 years and another 100 years for Avram is because Sarah suffered 90 years and Avram suffered his own 100 years. And those were separate sufferings. And what we see from the Medrash is that although it was Nigzar and Klal Yisrael, in the Bris Ben HaBrisim to Avram Avinu that he would see his children being godless for 400 years, but because Avraham and Sarah suffered for those 190 years, it was able to take away 190 years of suffering from the Jewish people. Brutal suffering. Terrible shibud in Mitzrayim. But that was because Avram suffered and Sarah suffered. And the Medrash in the Parshas Vaschanan says that there's never a time that a person goes through personal suffering that somebody else doesn't have a harvacha, that he's not saved, that he doesn't have Yeshua on some level. When we go back to our question about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he shows up and he says, Pakod Yifkoid, and everybody's supposed to believe him that he's the Goyal. Why is that? If it was B'Mesaira, so it shouldn't be Avadai. So, truth is, the Medrash HaGadol asked this question. Amir Abraham Barchanina, Boi Ure'e Kvashim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Kaivish Balama, come and see the hidden mysteries and secrets that Hashem runs the world. Had Moshe grown up in his father's house all those years until Hashem spoke to him, and then he came and he told Klal Yisrael the magic words, nobody would believe him, because they would say to him, you learned it from your father. Because it began with Yosef, this Messiah. That anybody who will come and say, Poko Pakarati Hu Mashiach Shal Yisrael. Yosef gave it to Machir ben Binoy. And then Machir gave it to Levi, who lived longer than all the Shvatim. Levi gave it to Kahas, and Kahas to Amram, who was the god of Lador. And Moshe, had he grown up in that south, they would have said, this wasn't given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Navi. You heard it from Amram, and you're an imposter. That's why Moshe didn't grow up in his father's house. Rather, he grew up in the house of Paro for 40 years and then in Midrash another 40 years. The Fikach, so that when he would come and say, Pakod Pakadati, Miyad Haminulai, then everybody would believe him. So consider this. Moshe Rabbeinu may have been wondering to himself, I don't understand. Why me? I came into this world, and as soon as I came into this world, I grew up in the house of Paro. Who would want to grow up in such a house? And for 40 years, he was nitztar, certainly, growing up in the filthy house of Paroi. And then Paro accuses him of being a traitor, and Moshe has to run for his life to Midian, and he has to spend 40 years in Midian, in the middle of nowhere. And after those 80 years of being in this world, away from home, like a Yasayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, Pakoid Pakadati. He makes Moshe the girl and tells him what to do. And certainly Moshe could have been wondering all those years, why me? Why did I have to suffer? Why did I have to be from home? Not to have a family to grow up with, and to have to go through all of this tsar on the run, with no family, not living a life of authenticity, of having chavraya, family and friends. But those 80 years, l'mafreya, once Moshe understood, and he was given the secret of pakapakadati, he realized that those 80 years had to be that way. Because had he spent any time at home, then it wouldn't have worked. He couldn't have said Pakar Pakarati and they would have believed him. It was only because he spent all those years away from home. And it was difficult, and he probably suffered, that he was able to be the Gal Yisrael. Just like Avram and Sarah, that the 90 years, the 100 years, that they spent without children, in some way they were Goyal Yisrael, that they were able to free Klal Yisrael from those 190 years of Shibud, which is almost half of the amount, to only leave 210 because they suffered personally. And for us, it's a very big limud that we know Koman the Rechmar al-Tavad, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good, and we don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world, HaNistaris Hashem Elokeinu, but one thing we do know is that everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is in our favor. And even at times when we don't understand the master plan, not only in the world, but in our personal lives, we should believe and to be makabel l'pesimcha, knowing that in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing the Geula for Klal Yisrael on such a large scale through the suffering of Moshe and Avram and Sarah in their own lives, certainly in our own lives, as it pertains to us and to our families and our surroundings, our community, and at times even to all of Klal Yisrael, to realize that the suffering which we go through is l'tayva, and to have emuna and bitachon in that. And in the schus of our emuna bitachon, we should be able to see once again, the Geula, like they had in Mitzrayim, the Geula Shlema, B'siyata D'Shemayah, B'karav Yamin, Amin, V'Amin.